views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum. Time's up. We have the power. We have the resources. We have the knowledge. We have the intellect. We have the innovation, and we have the heart to create a world based on parity, practical innovation, and potential. This hit show with Claudette Rowley will take us on a journey so we can explore our planet, our global community, and our opportunity for transformation. We need a cultural revolution that allows us to look past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and to what she calls reality resistance. So tune in. This is the Brilliance Ultimatum. And time's up.
Hey, everybody, this is Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience what's going well in the world and the opportunity for transformation that's upon us. On the second and fourth Fridays of each month, we will have some of the foremost change makers, action takers, and truth tellers helping you re-envision what's possible on our planet and in our world. I am really excited today about my guest. We're going to have a great conversation. Her name is Susan Burrell, and she and I are going to be talking about really interesting things like the journey from worthlessness to worthy, you know, how to activate our own empowerment. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Susan. She is a feisty Scorpio, which I love, and was even born with the red hair to back that up. And she has navigated life by learning how to listen within so that the divine urge that keeps pointing her in the direction of life's purpose is there, even when she can't see the road. She is an intuitive healer and a spiritual guide in the crossroads of life. And with a master's degree in consciousness, she has been counseling and supporting people and transforming from the inside out for over 25 years. Her methods are proven because she has lived this journey to empowerment. She also has a thought-provoking podcast called Chats with Susan Burrell, and I was really honored to be a guest on that a few weeks ago. And she is also a monthly contributor to Sybil Magazine for the Spirit and Soul of Women. And finally, she's an author of Live Your Empowered Life, a 30-day journey. Welcome, Susan.
Well, thanks for having me, Claudette.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this because I enjoyed our conversation when I was a guest on your show.
I did too. It was very fun. And we were talking about your book, Cultural Brilliance. So I'm just thrilled to be on your brilliant show.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one question I'd love to ask you is, I know you've been in your field, you know, for 25 years, but what led you to get into this particular field, this you know, calling you've been following?
It certainly is a calling, and sometimes it sounds very distant, you know.
Okay.
Come on. I think it really has kind of been all my life, but certainly when I was late teens, early 20s, I was a commercial actress and not feeling, you know, the love and really struggling. And so I started kind of doing what I called a spiritual quest to really kind of find what my connection was to myself and then to other people. And for a while, it was kind of a separate road. You know, what I did in the real world, like acting or coaching or whatever I did, that was what I did. But my spiritual path was separate, you know. And as I've gotten older, oh, these many years, it feels more, you know, I just think it's time for those two paths to coalesce, you know, to become one, because that's really the truth, is it's all just an infinite oneness, you know. And what I began to see is if I'm compartmentalizing my business, I'm losing out on certain aspects of my love relationship or my friendships and vice versa, you know. So now it's just kind of, I've just blended the two, and you know, as really kind of rebranded myself as an intuitive healer and a spiritual guide, because that's really what I do. That's what I teach.
Mm, I love that authenticity.
Claudette? Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I said, did that answer your question?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I love the authenticity
of that.
Yeah. Reminds me of a colleague of mine several years ago said she had been doing, she has a long history of doing women's leadership coaching and running programs and things like that. And then on the other side of her, she had this whole spiritual life. And she said, you know, I felt like I couldn't bring the spiritual into the business because it wouldn't be taken seriously. And then one day she realized that that didn't actually make sense, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That it was really all one and the same at the end of the day. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought of her when you were talking. So you talk about this journey, right? From worthless to worthy, right? And that there are five steps. It only takes five steps to do it. What have you found to be the steps?
Well, I'm actually revisiting that journey personally right now.
Oh, okay.
If you want to look at things as multidimensional, you know, people use in the new thought, new age, transformational world, there was always like this idea of a spiral going up, right? So either you can look at it that way, dimensionally, which is, so we're always on this journey from worthless to worthy. I don't think that you ever get cleaned up and then you're all bright and shiny for the rest of your life. I think it just kind of, sometimes the muck shows up and you got to re-investigate it and or excavate it. And so that's really in coming back into, oh, wow, I was beginning to feel that I wasn't valuable again. Where did that come from? Mm. So asking those kinds of questions that when I first started doing this, I really didn't want to face those things. I kept walking around the corner piece, which was I didn't feel valuable. I didn't feel good enough. I didn't feel worthy. And so when it bubbles up every once in a while, I'm like, okay, thank you. I guess I get to do this again. Oh, joy.
Right.
But what happens is, you know, so for me, some of those steps are, the first step is to recognize that you've got either negative thinking, which is, that's just an easy label, but really probably cultural belief systems that were downloaded when you were a small child, whether from your family of origin or, you know, wherever, and, you know, and not ever addressing that. So then operating out of, oh, well, I guess that's who I am, a little Eeyore going on. I guess I'm not very good.
Right, right.
But the truth is when you begin to excavate those belief systems, you can see what the root of the issue is. And it's not that you're not worthy or not valuable. It's that there was a belief that was operating that kept you in shackles, you know, kind of bound you to that. And if, I don't know about you, Claudette, but as I began to change, my whole world out around me changed. So as I began to change within myself and really begin to want to know myself and want to value myself, then my relationship of 28 years floundered and eventually ended because I wasn't the person that I used to be. Because suddenly I was standing up for myself. I had a voice. I was not taking that garbage anymore. Right. So, you know, it, and like I said, just to loop this, it does come up again because even though it's kind of like when you're working a garden, you know, and you want to plant those tomatoes and you clean out the soil, you get rid of all those weeds and all those little yucky things you don't want around your tomatoes, but you have to keep checking to make sure no weeds come back in so that they're not choking those roots that are going to bring fruit in the summer. So it's kind of like that, going back again and reinvestigating.
Absolutely. And I've had similar experiences where, yeah, you start changing your inner world and your outer world can change dramatically, right? Like you
dramatically.
Said.
Dramatically.
Sometimes really it's great. Sometimes it's painful. Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, it can be great. I was going to say a lot of times it's painful, but it's true. You know, I have clients that are going through their own inner investigation and turmoil. And the thing that they don't want is often the thing that's best for them, right? An ending of a relationship or an ending of a really awful job that makes them feel devalued, you know? And I had one client who just did not want to leave her job because she needed the job, and, you know, who doesn't need a job? But at the same time, right, the job was battering her down. So, you know, when we become more aware of that we are worthy, and we are worthy of having more good and more love and creativity in life than we can imagine, then stuff has to fall away in order for other things to come in, because the infinite, the universal principle is that once something empties out, energy moves back in to fill it up. And so you get to be a choice of, do I want it to be positive, kind, loving, exciting, creative energy, or do I want it to be the same old garbage that I've been swimming around, you know? And we always have that choice. So when we clear something out, or when something drops away, like a job or a relationship, there's this open freedom that we have to then choose, what do I want? And that's where our value, our own esteem and respect becomes very important. Because if I respect myself, then I know I'm going to fill up that emptiness, that bowl, if you will, with good stuff, with stuff I enjoy and people I enjoy, and not the people that make me feel like garbage.
Absolutely. And I love that, you know, that reminder about emptying out, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, physically, because you're purging, you know, taking things out of your house or where you live, things you don't need anymore, you know, up to what are the relationships I have? You know, what kind of work am I doing? Is this feeding me or draining me?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And it's important to be aware enough where, you know, those are my flags now. If I'm feeling exhausted, or if I'm feeling anxious, there's something I'm not listening to within myself. I'm not listening to my inner wisdom that really has more answers than if I sat down with a piece of paper and a pen trying to figure it out.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I know for me, I have certain, so like you said, it could be anxiety, or it could be other, you know, physical symptoms where I'll suddenly become aware, like, oh, wait, something, you know, maybe I kind of, you know, said, oh, what happened in that meeting wasn't that big of a deal, but it actually really was a big deal from the perspective of inner wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's time to speak up and say something, right? As opposed to pushing it aside. So, yeah.
You know what, Claudette, I'll give you just a brief example of,
thank you,
of being aware of your inner wisdom. So I, being a redhead, I have a periodontal disease, you know, I have a gum disease, and I have to go see a dentist and get my teeth worked on 3 times or 4 times a year. Now, how unfun is that?
Exactly.
But the last time I went, the poor woman that worked on me was so heavy-handed. My adrenals were shot by the time I got out of the chair. And so coming up on my next appointment, I was like, I can't do that with that woman again. And I struggled with claiming my truth, you know, and my truth is I needed to have somebody with a gentle hand. And so finally, I called the dentist. I said, could you just please change me to somebody else? And they did that happily. And she was lovely. And I wasn't in tremendous pain because I chose to speak up for myself.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how often we think this is going to be a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, seamless. Oh, no problem. We'll change you. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Susan and I are going to keep talking about these other 4 steps, right? On this journey to greater self-worth. You are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum. Time's up. I'm Claudette Rowley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences, one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Back on the Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Susan Burrell, who is an empowerment speaker, author, and podcaster. And we are talking about the journey from worthless to worthy, how to activate our empowerment, and what happens when we really start to listen to ourselves. So Susan, right before the break, we had talked a lot about, you know, what happens when you start listening to your own voice, right? That sometimes small internal voice that says, you know, time to step up, stand up, right, and speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, that's kind of the title of your show, isn't it, Claudette? The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up.
Right, yeah.
And we could ignore it. I spent many years ignoring it. 28 years of marriage ignoring that, you know, that I was unhappy. And a lot of us do that. We settle instead of going, you know what? Time is short. Life is short. So am I going to choose to be miserable and walk around being unhappy, or am I going to choose to make choices that help me to feel empowered and help me feel good in my life?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we talked about, you know, this idea of getting the quote garbage out of your head, you know, in your process and really starting to listen to yourself and dismantle cultural belief systems. The next thing that you talk about is this idea of releasing the fear, right?
Oh yeah.
Releasing the fear. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Which is hard to do, right? It's hard to do. I think, you know, all sorts of transformational, people and coaches talk about this whole thing about the lion that's coming to get you. And our brain was wired to, you know, for flight, fight, or freeze. And we still have that going on, except there's no actual threat. It can be a made up threat, right? It can be a story you're telling yourself that you think this thing is going to happen, or you think that because it did happen, then you're not valuable, or you know, whatever the story is that we tell ourselves. And oftentimes it's shrouded in fear. And I think the fear, at least for me, most of the time is my ego saying, I don't want to deal with this. You know, I just want to be safe. And I want you to do the same thing over and over and over again, because I'll feel safe. But that's not true for the actual human being, I believe, because, once we look at that fear, I had this phrase that showed up when I was studying with a Native American shaman, and it was, look at what you fear and see, it disappears instantly. So when we are able to face our fear with the fear, you know, like you're sitting down across from fear and fear sitting on your lap too, right? But if you can face it, then you can begin to see that it's not as bad as you thought, or maybe like you mentioned earlier, Claudette, maybe it's something that is actually going to benefit me in the long run if I take the step that fear is wanting me not to do. But just to face the fear, I often find once I have the guts to do it, right, and sit down and do it, I often find that it just disappears, and I'm like, oh well, like you said, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
But a lot of people waste a lot of valuable moments in the day running away from what they fear, whether it's stuffing their face with food that's unhealthy. Hello, I'm raising my hand. I did that this weekend. Or binge watching a TV show, or staying on social media because you really don't want to go back to that issue that you're afraid of. And those are precious moments that we don't ever get back again. I'm finally at a place where I am happy. I do love and respect myself because I've done this inner work, and I want to enjoy the morning and the clouds or the sunset and my dog and my new spouse. I don't want to be tied up in knots worrying and fearful that life's out to get me, because that's not true. That's just not true.
No, it's absolutely not true, right? And I, this, how do you want to spend your life, right?
Yeah.
What's the quality? What is the quality of that? What would you like it to be like? And I often find too that if people, I've been through this myself personally, from, like you said, things often surface back at another level. So many iterations of this, of working through different fears. And it's interesting that what I find is when you start to peel away certain things, right, or we start dismantling some of the mental constructs around it, you often can just get to the heart of the matter, which is, I am really concerned about, X, Y, or Z, right?
Right.
And that can really, I guess that's the sitting with it you talked about, right? Like, what's the heart of this particular fear?
Right. And well, what you just said a few minutes ago, Claudette, about what are the characteristics or what are the qualities? And when I entered into divorce, I did a lot of this inner work to heal myself, because I knew I didn't want to come out embittered and, just an ugly person. I really wanted to know myself. And since I would, so my first key word, my quality was, I wanted to be free, not just free of the marriage, but free within myself to really know myself, to have the freedom to explore who and what I am now, and who do I want to grow into. And so freedom was a big, big piece. And the other one was happiness. I wanted to be happy, because in hindsight, there were many times I was unhappy, and I wanted to really have the second half of my life have a preponderance of happiness, And then I wanted to experience love. I wanted to experience loving myself. And then once I was really experiencing loving myself, my current spouse walked into my life. I was like, oh, well, this is fun.
Right.
But those were the key qualities for me, And anybody, I would invite anybody who's going through divorce or who just got let go of a job, really take a few moments with yourself to decide what qualities you want to experience in whatever the next phase of your life is. And let that be the seeds you plant, right? Let that be, like going back to that garden analogy I gave up earlier, plant those seeds of happiness, freedom, whatever it is, so you can see those grow. As you don't have to go back in, how do I say this? So spiritual principle is not based on precedent, which means that whatever happened before this moment and then this moment does not have to happen in the next moment, because we're always at choice. So if you're leaving a job where you didn't feel valued, where you didn't feel seen and heard, then what qualities do you want in your next job? Do you want to be appreciated? You want to be respected? Those are seeds you plant for whatever next job you're going to be seeking, so that you don't go back into the same old kind of job where you're not being seen and heard and respected.
I love this, picking the rather than letting life happen to you, right? Mm-hmm. Picking the, like you said, for you being free, right? Happy and finding love within yourself. Those were these guiding, I can hear the clarity around it, right? These were the guideposts.
Yes.
Yes. As you made decisions.
Yes. I actually talk about that, Claudette, in, I do a workshop called Finding Your Moral Compass. Uh-huh. And it's about supporting individuals and finding the qualities they want to live their life by, right? A lot of us adults think we found those qualities. Maybe we have, but there might be more that we could uncover. And the reason why I came up with this idea is I was in a lawyer's office, you know, because when you're going through a divorce, you're in a lawyer's mm-hmm. office. And it was this new man, I was this new lawyer, and we're chatting, and on his wall, he had this compass. And as we're chatting, he points to that compass and he said, you know, that's how I live my life. I'm like, really? Tell me more about that. It was like an 8-point compass, right?
Okay.
And he said, well, there's only 2 points on that compass. I'm like, I'm seeing 8. Okay. And he said, there's right and there's wrong. And that's how I live my life. I was like, oh my God, he just admitted that he can only see 2 ways of being. Do I want him for my lawyer?
Right.
I'm right. They're wrong. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, and all of a sudden I was like, have you thought about maybe adding more qualities on those points that are on that wall? He's like, why? Because there's so much more than black and white or right and wrong. Or us against them, you know?
Yeah.
If we look at the holistic, if we look at the world as a holistic hologram, then inviting other qualities of how we want to live our life, it makes sense to me, you know? So I actually did this with a group of other lawyers, and this one woman kept looking at me like, I don't understand what a good quality is. I'm not understanding what you're saying to me. It's like, oh my God, you poor thing.
Yeah. You know,
just to, she couldn't, I said, could you, how about compassion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess I would want compassion on, how about self-care? Well, yeah, I guess I would want that on my compass. You know, I mean, she just, because and it's the nature of the profession, I also know, but there is just a linear thinking going on. And when it's a linear thinking, like, A plus B equals C, right? To me, it's just a flat line, right? There's no life there. You're just a flat line and you're just existing until you die.
Mm.
And where's the fun in that?
Yeah, not much fun.
No.
No, not much fun. Yeah, so we're actually going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to create strong internal boundaries. I'm excited to talk with Susan about that. You are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donat Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to proverbsfinancialcoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
We're back on The Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley with my guest here today, Susan Burrell. Susan, before we jump into talking about how to create strong internal boundaries, how can listeners find out more about you and all of your great work?
I'm so glad you asked, Claudette. You go to my website. It's Susan Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, rrell.com, and you can find out all about what I do. I've got guided meditations that are through Insight Timer. I have my Empowering Chats with Susan Burrell podcast. You can access there, blogs. But also, I came out with a book last fall called Live an Empowered Life, a 30-Day Journey book. And you can buy the book through the website or go to Amazon. And I'm excited, and I mentioned earlier that I'm kind of going through a new little dip in my value, self-esteem thing. And so what I'm doing is I'm working my own book because it's nice. A workbook, and it's interactive with my website, but I'm working it and finding new gems and new things about myself I didn't realize that are really awesome. And then I'm also seeing the old stuff that kind of wants to bubble up and grab me by the ankles and pull me down again. And that's cool too, because I have skill sets, and the book gives you skill sets to let go of that stuff.
Okay.
And so you can clarify, come into clarity and more confidence and more self-love and esteem. So it's Live an Empowered Life, a 30-Day Journey book. But you want to talk about boundaries.
Yeah, and I love that you're working your own book.
Oh my God. Well,
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. The sidebar to that is I've been teaching all sorts of different kinds of self-awareness classes for 20 plus years. And whenever I get ready to do the class, I set an intention and I do the class with the class, because I don't want to show up one night and have somebody say, you know, I did this exercise and I don't understand, or be upset because something came up. So I always do the work, and I'm teaching the book right now, which is another reason why I'm doing the book. But I just always do the book. I don't know if that's healthy, Claudette, to always be doing the work, but I'm one of those people, I'd rather walk my talk than just talk it.
Yeah. And the word that keeps coming up for me as we're talking is authenticity, how authentic you are, and how aligned you are with yourself. And this is just an example of that, right? Working the book and doing the work that the participants are doing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It took me many years to align with myself, and I'm so grateful that I am.
Yeah. You can tell that you are.
Oh.
But on a related note, strong internal boundaries, right? I always like to ask folks, how do you define boundaries?
Oh God. Well, first you said strong and internal. I went, oh no. But only because I grew up in a family of origin that really didn't have boundaries, right?
Okay.
I'm sure there's lots of people like that.
Definitely.
So to define strong internal boundaries, again, is an ongoing process for me. But and it's only been in the last 5 years, 6 years, that those boundaries have really become strong. And I think it started as when I decided that it was time to divorce my husband of 28 years. And that was a boundary, right?
Definitely.
And then I was working with a woman at the time we were co-facilitating with, and it wasn't working for me. And so I quote unquote divorced her. You know, I had to say, this is not working for me. Now, I would never have done that. I used to tell people I stayed in marriage 28 years, and I was doing Cirque du Soleil all over the place inside myself, trying to make myself bend over backwards to fit what it was I thought I needed to be. Right. And so with finding the strong boundaries and internal boundaries, it began to give me more freedom, which I didn't realize. I guess I kind of always thought that boundaries were something that were going to like keep you in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
But actually the more boundaries and the more I practiced them, the more freedom I was encountering. And it's still a challenge. You know, I have my parents are 85, and they're in assisted living, and they've been there for about 3 years. And my mom used to call me every day to complain about something. You know, or ask me to come over so I could help her pick up her socks. I mean, it's assisted living, right?
Right.
So I finally had to tell her, look, you cannot call me every day. You can call me between these hours and I will absolutely call you back if I'm working with a client, or I would love to have a conversation with you, but this cannot happen every day. And that was a huge boundary setting because it took her a while to understand that I'm not her source of entertainment.
Right.
Or her caregiver right now. And then B, for me to go, it's okay if I tell my mom, no, not right now.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that can be really hard to do.
It's very hard, especially I have several friends who have parents that are in this kind of some situations right now, you know, we're at that end game place. And some of them handle it so graciously. I'm like, how do you do that? And others are struggling like I am of, you know, look, I have a job. I have a business. I cannot drop everything to come help you, whatever, pick out a walker. You know, I mean, there's certain things that I do for my parents, but I had to develop, I had to learn for myself what that would be. And not because I was raised that, you know, expectations were if your parents called you, you showed up.
Right. Right. A command performance.
Command performance. Oh my God. Plus I was the one that was supposed to arrange and produce the performance, do you know?
Oh, right.
Right. Yeah. But the boundary thing, is still, like I mentioned earlier, it is still challenging. And I am learning more and more to kind of listen to my intuitive and my gut feeling of when I've extended beyond my boundary, right? If I've stepped over a boundary I set. I'm really good about other people's boundaries. I pay attention to them. But my boundaries, they get leaky and wobbly. And then all of a sudden I'm standing on uncertain ground going, wait, my boundary is way back there. How did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to rewind and investigate. But the internal check-in is becoming even more important. What does my gut say? What does my intuitive tell me? How does it make me feel? Do my shoulders go up when I think about doing this thing that is pushing me beyond my boundary? So Claudette, boundaries and comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm asking the professional.
Yeah. I mean, one of the best definitions of boundaries, by best, I mean the definition I've liked the best, not the best ever, definition of boundaries. The one I've loved the most is this idea of a boundary is a hell no or a hell yes, right?
Ooh, okay.
And I cannot claim credit for that, but just this, like, you know, it's either, it's not in the middle, right? It's a yes or a no. And if it's not a hell yes, then it's probably a no. It's something I use just for myself, right? When I think about boundaries. And then I think of comfort zone as, that's where we're comfortable, right? That's that zone we want to stay in. And often we need to leave that to honor boundaries, don't we?
Yes, we do need to leave that to honor boundaries. Or we need to leave that so we can develop boundaries.
Or to develop them at all.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So that is super important. And what, you know, one other thing you talk about is this idea of activating heart coherence and love. Tell us about that.
Okay. I just got chills when you asked me that. Cool.
Yeah.
So I have chosen, I mean, I think I've always lived my life this way, but I have become very consciously aware since I realized that I wanted to love myself more of always breathing into my heart system and connecting with the love that I am, and then allowing that to radiate out from my heart system as I go about my day interacting with people, so that I did this all the time, and later I found out this is part of what people call heart math. And there's a whole group of people that do heart math that developed it and are teaching it internationally for like the last 25, 28 years. And it is just connecting heart to heart and being coherent within yourself first, being aligned in the love that you are first. And then when that happens, interactions are better, your health is better, your life is better, everything's just more better.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that. So on that note of connecting heart to heart, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show and have Susan talk with us a little about how you can create an empowered life filled with joy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back on the Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley. I'm here with my guest today, Susan Burrell, and we have just been talking about the power of connecting heart to heart. And Susan, just for folks who might be coming in at the end here of the show, do you mind sharing your website one more time?
Yeah, no problem. It's Susan Burrell, BURRELL.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So Susan's book is there, other resources, her podcasts, her coaching, right? Speaking.
Yes.
And everything else that you do. Yes.
Yes. Oh. I just would invite your listeners, if you're beginning to investigate a mindfulness practice, I have guided meditations that are on an app called Insight Timer. Okay. And these guys have done a great job with either providing for people that have a dedicated spiritual practice or a dedicated meditation practice, but they also help people that are just beginning into that new, how do I sit for 5 minutes and what do I do with my mind?
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Good to know. Thank you. Thank you. So we've been talking about your, the process you had put together, right, in this journey to feeling worthy for all of us. And you know, is it sounds like there's the fifth step is creating a map of some kind, right?
Oh,
for an that's filled with joy and empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of goes back to that moral compass thing too.
Oh, does it? Okay.
That we talked about of finding the qualities you want to live your life from.
Yeah.
But the I mentioned earlier about this linear thinking. I used to be a big linear thinker and it just made me stagnant. And so I'm big on mind mapping. Mm-hmm. And I do it when I'm writing a talk but I also do it when I have a problem, you know, like it, when I don't know if I should make a particular decision and I'll put it down on paper in the center and then you draw spokes off of it. Just kind of stream of consciousness. What would this mean if I made that choice? What would, you know, what are the pros and what are the cons or whatever, however you want to do that. And that always helps me because then again, it's little bubbles, right? That begin to surface of, oh, I really want to follow this avenue. And so in my book, Live an Empowered Life, A 30-Day Journey, that's kind of the centerpiece. After you've done some excavation for about 10, 12 days, is to begin to mind map what your purpose is now. And some people haven't even figured out what their purpose is. I have a student currently who's, she's been with me on and off for 10 years. And she, when we started doing the book study, she's like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what my purpose is. I am one of those people that never had a purpose. And it scares me that I don't have one now. So the mind mapping and the process that I lead you through in the book, hopefully, I'll let you know, Claudette, since I'm working it again.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, it helps clarify enough, you get enough garbage out of the way so you can say, okay, these are the things I want to keep. These are the pieces of myself I want to keep to guide me through the rest of my life or the next 10 years of my life. And it's valuable to figure that stuff out if you're changing jobs or relationships too, because it gives you a better, you said guidepost, navigation system, right? So then if you begin to see, like in a job, if you are looking for a job and you know you want to have a certain amount of money, but you also want to have creativity in your job and you want to have colleagues who respect you and you interview with a company who doesn't respect their employees, then you might not want to apply for that job, even though the money looks good. Do you see what I'm
saying? Right. Yes. Yeah. And I'm curious, how many days are you into the 30 days?
I'm 8 days in.
Okay.
8 days in. Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. Around a quarter, a little over a quarter. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely stirring some stuff up and which is good. You know, I think it's important, in order to let go or surrender, a lot of people don't like that word, but in order to let go of what was so that you can have what you want, you have to open up your hands, right? You have to, you know, instead of holding on tight, like a lot of us do, or maybe it's just me, Claudette.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of us do, yes.
But instead of holding on tight to what is, because we're afraid of what might be, it's so important to let go enough or surrender that need to hold on so that you can see what's around the corner. So you can see that maybe there's a better vista ahead of you and you just can't know it because you're holding on and staying stuck in the same place. So the reason why I'm saying that is because that's kind of what I'm experiencing right now working the book again is there's things where I can see where I was going back into an old habit of wanting to plan the outcome of everything in my life. And that doesn't work at all for anybody, I don't think. So opening up enough, letting go enough so that whatever the outcome is supposed to be or the more better outcome can happen instead of me trying to micromanage how is that going to be.
And I remember when you and I, when I was on your podcast, you talked about some changes you had been making, right, with your team, your business team, around, I think it was around communication or something like that, right? So it sounds like you've been in the midst of a lot of change lately.
Well, I think we kind of always are. Oh my gosh. I think if you get up one morning and say, okay, today I'm not going to change, guess what?
Right.
The universe will bring you exactly what you need so that you change.
Yikes.
Right? I mean,
right.
There's days. So like our bodies are constantly changing. The cells are dying off. I forget what the minute hourly rate is, but our bodies change during the day completely. And that's because there is just this amazing huge energy source that is dynamic. And so when I began to realize that life is dynamic, mm-hmm. and therefore change is constant, and to be able to let go enough so I can go with that change or allow it so I can see what it is, my life became easier. And when I begin to control, that's a sign that I've stepped into fear. Hello, fear again.
Right.
And that there is something I need to do or address or let go of so that my life can, in the dynamic flow of what it is, happen. So the communication thing was me owning my stuff, right?
Right.
I'm a big believer. I'm all about self-responsibility. And so if there's a communication issue with like my team, then it's up to me to step up first and say, okay, I'm the one here. I had this communication problem. I think I meant to say this, but I didn't say it or whatever it is. And I own it as the head of the company. And then it allows others to see if, or check in with themselves. Okay. Where would they miscommunicating? How did that happen? As opposed to being the person that comes in and says, you didn't tell me this and you didn't do what I said and, you know, or whatever, however those people were.
Right. So there's this, yeah. So this enormous self-responsibility.
Yes.
And
it's kind of like what we talked about when you were on my show about that like what you do, Claudette, that it's important that everybody sees what they bring to the table and then gets to do that thing that they do so well. And as opposed to being relegated to, you know, whatever it is, you have to answer an email a certain way or whatever. So
it's really about bringing out that best in yourself, right? That authenticity in yourself. And the authenticity in other people, which is a really, I think, wonderful note to wrap up our show on.
Yay.
So, yay, Susan, I'd love to thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And sharing, you know, your great thoughts, your insights, your life experiences, your book, your knowledge with all of us. And everyone listening today, thank you so much for tuning in. We always have a great time. Please join us every 2 weeks on the second and fourth Friday of the month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Have a great couple of weeks, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and move beyond the mindset of division. Each show, Claudette strikes right at the heart of the matter and looks past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and what she calls reality resistance. We just need the will. For more information about the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, visit culturalbrilliance.com and join the cultural revolution. See you next time.